I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. With the early snowfall this week, further garden cleanup is on hold. But now I can turn my attention to indoor gardening. Growing your own indoor greens is a great way to keep the flavors of the garden coming in winter. Greens are easy to grow indoors with or without grow lights. It all depends on how long and how big you want to grow your greens. For growing microgreens, harvested once the true leaves form, all you need is a bright room. No lights are needed since you'll be harvesting at such a young age. If you want to grow your greens to a baby green size, you'll need a bright, south-facing window or grow lights. The first step is to select the veggies. Loose-leaf lettuces such as black-seeded Simpson and Tom Thumb, spinach, arugula, mustard, mizuna, and kale are some of the best greens to grow indoors. You can also mix in beets, radishes, and even carrots to harvest the tops for a tasty addition. There are mild and spicy indoor green mixes you can buy as well. Then, choose your location. If your greens are growing in a window and the leaves are leggy, yellow, and not vigorous, you may need more light. Tabletop or tiered grow lights provide enough light for your greens to grow 3 to 4 weeks to harvest. Sow seeds about an inch apart in open or multi-celled plastic trays filled with seed starting mix. Keep the soil moist, but not wet. After a few weeks, add an indoor liquid fertilizer to keep the leaves dark green. Harvest your greens when they're 4 inches tall by removing the bottom leaves. Let the greens grow a few more days, then remove the rest of the leaves. Plant succession crops throughout the winter. And now for this week's tip. Don't worry if you forgot to cover your roses or mophead hydrangeas with mulch for winter. The snow will insulate them for now, and if it melts, you can add the mulch later. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about my new garden show. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.